The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us today as we get into some good things that have been happening. Some are so exciting I can barely contain myself, but I tell you what, we're going to be sharing about that in just a minute. Before we do, I want to remind you that Word of Faith Radio is going strong. I tell you what, we've had more listeners in the last few weeks than we've had, I don't know, probably ever since we started the station. Things are really happening with Word of Faith Radio. And I just got a message today from a lady that said that she really enjoyed all three stations. Now, it's important for you to remember that we have the main station that has all the different teaching ministries that are teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. Then we have the healing station that is 24/7, 365, nothing but teaching of healing. So if you are, as she mentioned, you're believing to receive for your healing, and you lay in bed at night listening to Word of Faith Radio's healing station, it will be a tremendous blessing to you. I know that's what I do, and it's a blessing to me. So there's the main station, the healing station, and then there's the KJV station. So I encourage you to check out all three stations. The KJV station is airing the entire King James Version of the Bible every day, all day long. You could just tap in anytime and hear the Word of God read to you by a very pleasant voice that will be a blessing to you. So I just encourage you to check all those out. Now, let me talk to you about the big news. The big news is that SpeakFaith.tv has gone live. Now, you say, what in the world does that mean, Dr. Bill? Well, we now have a live channel on the web that is Internet Protocol Television, IPTV, running 24/7. And that means that you can tune in and watch it constantly if you want to. And you can tap in anytime and hear ministers that are teaching the uncompromising Word of Faith. So I encourage you to check that out. I've already received feedback from a lot of folks that it's a real blessing to them, and they're really, really enjoying it. Now, there's a shortcut way for you to watch SpeakFaith.tv's live stream, and what we've done is we've shortened that address down to make it easy to type into basically Fire TVs and web browsers and so forth, make it really quick and easy. And we've shortened that down to sftv.io. Now, I/O is a computer term that means input output. Okay, so that's where the I/O phraseology comes from. So sftv for speakfaithtv.io. If you use that address and you plug it into your Fire TV, you plug it into your Android device, your iPhone, whatever, you can watch SpeakFaith.tv's live feed, and I encourage you to check that out. Now, let me show you a video of how easy it is to hook up your Fire TV to sftv.io. Okay, we're going to step through it, and I'm going to show you how that works. All right, today we're going to install the Internet browser on the Fire TV, Fire TV Stick, or Fire TV Cube. Whichever Fire TV device you have, you can install the Internet browser on it. Now, we're going to install the browser so that you can get SpeakFaith.tv available in the live stream. So the first thing you want to do is look down at your remote, and you notice you have a big ring on the remote, black ring, and that ring is a selector button. And what we want to do, we're sitting here at home, we want to use that little ring. Click the left side of it until you go to the search function. Now, once you're on search, use the ring to go down to I, press the button in the center, and then N, press the button in the center, T, and you notice at this point down below you have Internet Browser. So I'm just going to use the lower part of the ring button to go down to Internet Browser. When I select that, You notice it comes up and says that the Amazon Silk web browser is available to us. Now, this is part of the Amazon suite of programs. It's available to you for free. So all you have to do is press the button in the center now that internet is highlighted. That will take us into that. And you will notice that it says that you can download it because you own it. So let's go down to that download button, which I just pressed down. There it is, highlighted. So if I press the center button now, it will show that it is queued to download. It's now downloading. And you'll notice the little gold ring will go around the icon there, indicating that it is downloading. So we'll just wait a moment for that to complete. Once it does, we'll have the Amazon Silk Internet web browser installed. All right, so it's installing it. And we'll wait just a moment here. Once it's finished installing, it will notify us. The speed at which it installs is going to depend on whether you're using an Amazon TV stick, Fire TV stick, or Fire TV Cube, which has a little more powerful processor in it. This is actually the Fire TV stick, so it takes just a little bit longer. All right, now it shows it has completed, and we can click the button to open it. Okay, there's the Amazon Silk. We need to come down here, scroll through the terms of use, and then finally it will highlight accept. We're going to accept that. And you notice we have a web browser. It may look very different from your normal web browser, but it functions the same way. You have bookmarks just like you do on a regular web browser, and if you push the center button while the search the web or enter URL is highlighted, we can do just that. What we want to do is go to sftv.io. Now make note of this, sftv.io. IO is a term in computers that means input output. So we just use that IO to make it easy to remember. But this is actually a web address, sftv for speakfaithtv.io. Now we're going to go down to the bottom where it says go. And it's going to show us here, we can press the 3-bar button to search the web or see our bookmarks. So I'm going to say OK. And you notice we now have the ability using the ring button to move around the screen. So we're going to come here to the center and we're going to click this button. The Lord of Sabaoth. And it will start playing speakfaith.tv live. We can come down here to the bottom, to this little square in the corner, and click that, and you notice it will go into full screen mode. If we move the cursor over to the side and don't touch it, it will fade out, and you have speakfaith.tv live signal coming in on your Fire TV system. Now, at this point, if we click the 3-bar button, that will take us back to our main screen. Now, if we go over to these other buttons, one of the options, the last option with a star, is called Add Bookmark. If I select that, it will bookmark speakfaith.tv live. So you see there, now we have it down here as a regular option. See, it put YouTube and Amazon in there as bookmarks as well. Of course, Amazon's going to give you their bookmark. But the nice thing is here, with speakfaith.tv live, you could just click that now at any point, and it will take you into the screen where we can click our center button there. There we go. and it will select the live feed and start it playing. And remember, you can always come down here to that little box in the corner, click it, and put it to full screen.
You're not entitled to a harvest.
There's Brother Jerry Savelle, hallelujah, preaching the Word of God on SpeakFaith.tv. Now, at any point, we can hit the button here that is labeled home. It looks like a little house. We click that, it will take us back to our home screen for SpeakFaith.tv. And you'll notice that Internet is now here at the top of the options. So that is the Silk browser that we just installed. We can go back into that at any time by clicking on it, and it will take us back into the last thing we were watching, which in this case is SpeakFaith.tv. So as you can see, this is very convenient. I'm going to hit the home button again. This is very convenient for watching SpeakFaith.tv. This is how I watch it at home, and I encourage you to set this up on your Fire TV stick. Fire TV has just yesterday passed Roku in terms of streaming popularity. And the Fire TV stick is extremely inexpensive. Occasionally, it'll even go on sale for $29. So this is an extremely affordable way to watch SpeakFaith.tv live, and I encourage you to do so. All right, so there you go. Very simple and easy to do. All you have to do is follow those instructions. If you need to back up the video and watch it again, you can follow those instructions and see how to connect sftv.io or speakfaith.tv's live stream to your Fire TV device, whether it's a Fire TV stick, Fire TV 4K stick, or a Fire TV cube, the new cube, which I got for Christmas, by the way. And I am enjoying speakfaith.tv on my big screen television through the Fire TV device. And it's very simple to do. Doesn't cost a thing to set up if you follow those instructions. So I encourage you to do that. Now, I tell you what. The SpeakFaith.tv live stream has been so successful. We've had 700-plus people that have connected and watched the live stream. Roughly 200-and-some folks a week have been watching it. And so I tell you what, it is exciting. I'm hearing from fellow ministers, Brother Jim Howard, praise the Lord, has commented on Facebook that it's one of his primary ways of receiving from all of these teachers is to watch SpeakFaith.tv, and I appreciate that. He then shared that with all of his Facebook friends, and that's what I encourage you to do. Share the information about SpeakFaith.tv to all your friends. You can tell them about the Roku channel. You can tell them that they can watch it on demand on the web at SpeakFaith.tv. Or they can watch the live stream either at SpeakFaith.tv and click on the live button there, or to go to sftv.io and watch it there. Multiple ways that you can watch SpeakFaith.tv, and I encourage you to do it. I just wanted to give you this update today and let you know what's happening with the ministry. Whoo, I tell you, I didn't even mention the fact that we had a GoFundMe campaign to fund starting SpeakFaith.tv's live stream, and it was tremendously successful. We had a lot of folks that contributed to that, and I thank each and every one of them individually for being such a blessing to fully fund SpeakFaith.tv, and that will keep us on the air for years to come. So that is a tremendous blessing. I just want to tell you, I appreciate you folks. I appreciate every one of you that watch this program and that are blessed by what we're doing here at Word of Faith Ministries. It is a tremendous blessing, and I thank you for it. Now, remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.